Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Sweet baby.
Look at her butthole.
Why would I want to look at her butthole?
Because it's clean.
You freak. Okay, I'm sure she keeps it clean. You know how cats get in there.
Yeah. No, there's some cats that like to leave a little dingleberry and shit.
I'm sure.
But not my cat.
Those are cis male cats.
Stupid. Anyways, cheers to...
The years.
We've known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy.
You're welcome.
No, but I'm really glad to have you in my life. Like, I feel like you're like such a great guy friend to have.
Oh, thank you. You're such a great girlfriend to have.
Thank you.
And y'all get what I'm saying.
Girl with like a space and then a friend.
Yeah, y'all get it. Yeah.
Y'all get it.
If I got to explain it, you're a dummy.
Pish. Like, wait, hold up, girl. Just kidding. I love. She funny.
I love her too. Differently, though.
Yeah.
Because it's my woman.
And you love her coochie. I remember at my party, you were like, sorry. Can I not say it?
Oh, I mean, hey. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to go home with
her. She has one of those, so, yeah.
Like, I'm going to go home with her because I want to be next to Coochie.
We were drunk, guys. Yeah. And that's not the only...
She was like, Coochie? What you mean?
It was so funny. We were drunk.
Yeah. Mm. But it was fun. Did you have fun at my party?
I had fun.
What are some highlights?
You and Rhea. Routine! They're so goofy. Those two together, my God.
Dude, I'm telling you, me and Rhea are woo girls. We're definitely the girls in the bar that are like, woo! Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like, we're woo girls in the club, like, for sure. But yeah, me and her, like...
When you say woo, I always think Pop Smoke. Oh. Just now, the way you said it, I was like, woo. I was like, y'all from the woo? Okay. Okay.
No, like, woo Dior. Girls. Like, woo!
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, me and her, back in our, like, ho phase, or just, like, party days, we, like, would always get together, like, get ready together, pregame with some Fireball, then go out, and we just were, like, routines, because we did it, like, every weekend, so it just turned to, like, routines! Like, every routine, time we come son. Over to someone's house, you know, and get ready, we're, like, routines! And then now it's just obnoxious. We're, like, in our 30s.
It's the routine, still, baby. Yeah, you get routine. It. It's the, like, routine, baby.
That's why when she walked through
you know
the door,
how we do?
That's how we do. But yeah, that's fun. I'm glad that you remember
that.
That
was funny.
Because not a lot of people get to see that. So I'm
Was it Monique?
Yeah.
Monique, she's a photographer. And I'm sure when she watches this, she will remember that there was one picture that I took and I was like, you're for sure going to look back through these and goes, oh yeah, this is the one Quay took. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, because she's like a really great photographer.
Yeah, she's good. So
she can be like, "This, I didn't take this.
I'm better with video."
You're better onto pod.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I got a face built for radio.
You're so funny.
Slow down there, Terex.
Anyways, did I introduce ourselves? No, I didn't.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Nope, not at all.
Hi guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Vocal Therapy, and guess what? We got Quavis, yo man, yo bitch, yo dick in the house.
What? That was such a confusing intro. I don't even have those second things. What was it? You said yo bitch, yo.
Yo man, I don't even know what
I don't
said.
Even know what you said.
It's like, heard... yo man, yo bitch, yo dick.
Okay, I have a dick. But yeah,
it's not chose though.
I get what?
Wait,
I'm so confused.
I think this wine
nacho dick.
No, it's not their dick. It's not your dick. It's not for them. It's
like
for
Telfar.
It's for your girlfriend.
Obviously.
So but. Sorry, because I know your girlfriend's gonna be like, "Why are you handing out my man's dick like that?"
I don't know what she meant. She been drinking already. So yeah, woo, yeah, real black cat activity.
Right. Oh, she's so cute. Well, since we're here, we pre-gamed routine. Let's read some emails, talk some shit, because you won't ever tell us what's going on in your life.
No, I don't got nothing to talk to y'all about shit. I'll be working.
All right, let's read some emails, okay? Let's just, like, talk about other people's lives. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time, and I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/brokegirl. You don't.
Pat to piece her ass up. Y'all right? Saw she got me. Y'all saw she started that shit.
Right. Y'all were really. Okay. This one says, friends with benefits, and it's a real, there's paragraphs.
Please, can I have?
All right, you could have it. It's all paragraphs.
Okay, we got paragraphs.
You're like, please, can I have it?
Yeah, man.
This is y'all what you never use
paragraphs. Yeah. Shit. Shit.
Remember that one time we're like, y'all should do the indent?
Yeah, use the fucking tab button for once in your life, huh? No, I'm kidding. All right, Sacktown in the house.
Ow.
Damn, that was a good one. She's so feisty today.
Dude, she's been the kind of bitch lately.
That's why I skibbity papped her ass.
Oh my God.
Look at her.
Did you see that? All
right, where's the leash? I'm going to tie you to a fucking post in
She's
the yard.
Been kind of a bitch lately. What is it? What's this like cat psychology of that? Because she's been swiping me lately. And I'm not even doing anything.
She ain't swiping me. I'll jab you.
Like she's looking at my hand right now, like ready to fuck it up.
I put that hand down.
Right. Okay. Read the message.
All right. Let's get to it.
My fucking cat is crazy.
Friends with benefits. Dun, dun, dun. Hey there. First of all, I want to thank you, Steph, spell correctly, for creating an atmosphere where we feel safe and supported to send our stories in to get advice. I love the pod.
I love that. I'm glad that you guys feel safe.
We love you more.
And more.
And more.
And more, 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 more.
Very 90s. Anyways, let me get into it, which is what it says. I broke up. That was a perfect segue.
Right.
I broke up with a long-term partner because I wasn't happy.
Love that.
And if I'm being honest, I met a man that made me feel some type of way.
Okay.
He even kissed me once, and I like it. Okay. I didn't want to do anything more because I was in a relationship. So I broke up with my ex and started hanging out with this new dude. Let's call him Aries because that's his sign.
Oh, I like that.
You don't say. You don't say.
Wait, that's such a good idea.
It can get confusing, though, if you're dealing with more than one. That's immediately true. Confusing.
But if they're all different signs, that should be their nickname. We'll call Aries. Genius.
Genius. Girl. Genius. Genius.
This girl's great. Like this.
Big Daddy reference. Or what was that? What was... Mr. D's reference. Genius, genius, genius.
I don't remember.
See? Got to move the movie vaults there. Yeah. Anyway, at first it was just hanging out as friends. We would flirt and then it would lead to intense makeouts. I feel comfortable.
Not too close to the mic, like right here, like a fist. Sorry. It's just when it's so close. Hey, it's like.
I'm muffled. Yeah, too loud. Yeah. Sorry. I was leaning in to read. Okay,
get close, but like, yeah, fist, like that's a good enough.
You know, I'm trying to make it sound like a rap concert in this bitch.
I know.
It's all I know.
But they're like, people are wearing headphones.
Yeah, I'm all in their head. I am inside you. Okay. At first, it was just hanging out as friends. We would flirt, right. then it would lead to intense makeouts. I feel comfortable with him, and eventually, it led to us having the cigs.
The cigs,
yeah. Girl, let me tell you, cigs with him is good. Very good. He just knows what to do. I used to only be able to have an orgasm when I have clit stimulation. But let me tell you, Aries knows how to hit it.
Aries, yeah.
It makes me come with only penetration.
Wow. Well, there could be still a clitoris stimulation through penetration. So
No, I guess she's saying
like the without G-spot focus orgasm. And,
yeah, I guess that strong boy.
Okay.
Point is, I like fucking him. LOL. She's so old. I like her. Right.
I like her.
We have had the conversation about us taking it day by day, no labels, and we both agreed this can't really lead to anything serious because of a situation he's currently dealing with. He might be gone for a few months, so there's no point of us getting into anything when we are going to have to eventually leave. We also talked about not catching feelings.
Wait, sorry, my ADD kicked in. What happened?
He might be gone for a few months, so there's no point of us getting into anything
Did she say why? No. He's just going
to
be gone for
They had agreed to just not go with labels, and then he was dealing with a situation of some sort.
Okay.
Sound like prison on the low. Dealing with a situation, gone for a few months.
Right.
Sound like county boy.
Okay.
Anyway, we also talked about not catching feelings. So very friends with benefits type of rules.
Okay. Perfect.
But at first, we would hang out once a week. Then it became more frequent. He even took me out of town for my birthday and was all cute about it. Damn, you sound like you hated it a little bit. Maybe I'm just adding that. He started telling me he likes me. And I like him too, but I'm not ready to get into anything because one, he might leave the city for a few months. County. Right. Leaving the city, going to county. I feel like it's too soon. I was just in a relationship.
Okay.
I don't want to jump from relationship to relationship.
Okay.
Become a serial monogamist. That's not what she wrote, but I get it.
Right.
I've noticed he's a little territorial. Mm-hmm. And he says stuff like, I don't want you talking to anyone else. I told him, but I'm not fucking anyone else. But I do get asked out on dates. I'm not really going out on dates.
I'll leave my opinions for later.
I'm not really going out on dates anymore with anyone else, but I do have people asking me out, popping. He recently told me he really likes me and is catching feelings. Okay. He asked the other night, what are we? Oh, shit. What are we, head ass? I can't.
Let's not make fun of that because we should normalize those conversations and not make people feel weird about asking about what are we.
Simp. I'm playing.
It's true, though. Like, that's why a lot of people are so scared of, like, bringing up their feelings, because they don't want to be that simp being like, what are we? Yep, but he's trying to have an honest conversation with
her. That's all, yeah. See? Get some honesty from him, and, you know, I guess she just wasn't the honesty she wanted. But I kind of made jokes about us being humans or whatever.
Oh. What's her sign?
Pisces.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what it said. Yeah, Pisces.
Yeah. He Aries.
He asked, what are we? I made jokes about us being humans or whatever, LOL. But I told him, I don't know. We're hanging out. We're friends with benefits. And he brought up a good point that friends with benefits don't text as frequently as we do. They just meet up and have sex. We actually like spending time with each other. The thing is, there's more to the story.
Okay.
Hanging out with Aries cost me a friend because that friend didn't want us hanging out.
Why?
The way my friend dealt with the situation was very shitty, in my opinion. And I don't like how she went about it. When that whole situation happened, I stopped talking to Aries, but we eventually started talking again.
Why did the friend not like her talking? Was she dating Aries? Does she fucking like Aries?
Maybe.
Did Pisces take Aries from her homegirl?
No, I didn't say that. I'm reading back. No, I never said that.
Okay.
Very shitty, in my opinion, and I didn't like how she went about it when that whole situation happened. I stopped talking to Aries. We eventually started talking again because I thought, why lose my friendship with Aries when I already lost the relationship with my friend? Aries was in a serious relationship before, just
she's
like I was.
Skipping over some details. I need to know.
And I'm a little scared to take this further because if we both just try, are we both just trying to fill a void? Are we not giving ourselves the time and space to heal from our previous? It says precious, but I'm guessing she meant previous relationship. I like him and I really like having the sex with him, but is it too fast? Am I fucking up? Am I the drama? I don't know, but I would really appreciate some advice. Sorry for the lengthy message, but I hope you read it. I'll keep y'all updated.
Yes, please do. Keep us updated.
She got a phone number, but we on the West Coast, so it's late. But she in Sacramento.
It's late.
It is late. She probably laying there with Aries.
Right. I'm confused. I think there's a lot of brush over on certain things because I don't understand why she's bringing up the fact that she's not friends with homegirl anymore, because it kind of, the way that it's said kind of seems like, you know, they broke up because of Aries, but why? There was no reasoning in that. So it's really hard to kind of like guide what advice to give because we don't have the details on that. Mm-hmm. And so from my understanding, he is like kind of wanting more with her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not ready for that, like, and doesn't really know how to address it. I think, you know, she just got out of a serious relationship, and now she's kind of venturing onto her single life, and I think she's so used to being in a relationship that she's so used to in that kind of, like, that routines of, like, texting the guy all the time. Like, you know, when you're in a relationship, you kind of, there's this format that happens. So maybe because she's jumping into this new single life, it's like she's adjusting to being a housewife to a hoe, You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, it's probably confusing for Aries, because he's probably thinking, you know, like, oh, are we actually starting a relationship here? And she's probably not really understanding what she wants. Clearly, she likes having sex with him, which is totally fine. Say that.
I just want to note that he was completely upfront and honest with you.
Yeah.
And you made jokes.
Yeah.
So even if you wanted to go forward, it's going to be tough now, because I know how Aries can be. He didn't like it. He didn't like
he
that.
He didn't, yeah.
Because he was being dead ass.
And for men especially, it takes a lot for a guy to be vulnerable, because they're really taught not to be vulnerable.
Soup!
So, I feel like that's, you know, again, you laughed at him about what he wanted an honest answer. So that's what he did. I think he kind of did his cards right. Like, he's saying how he feels and what he wants, and
for all
and trying to understand what you want. I think
you just gotta, you gotta come at that shit with a player approach, man. You gotta hit her with the main fuck we doing. What the fuck is this?
No.
What the fuck is going on? No, I'm playing. No. But yo, you gotta find a way to ask where, you know.
I think it's okay to also say, like, you're confused, too. I think,
that's,
you know. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Where you don't necessarily put it, because what are we puts it in the other person's hands.
Right.
But it's not just in their
hands.
That's
true.
You got a choice of whether you want to deal with what they come back with or not. You know, you got choices. So
I think the what are we question should always be formatted in a certain way. I think we should always start off the what are we question with saying how I feel.
Are you as confused as I am right now?
Right, but right. Like, this is how I'm feeling. Because, like, yeah, if you say straight up, what are we? Again, you're making this
other
person.
You're passing them the ball.
We're having you define it, when they're probably like, I don't really know what you're thinking. So I think at first we should say how we feel and then ask, if like, well, how do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's where we're going? Do you think that that is something that we're growing into? Like, mm-hmm. What do you want in this situation?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just... He was, you know, I think doing that, it seemed like he was saying what he wanted. Did he say what he wanted? I mean, not that she clarified.
No, she didn't really clarify, but.
Right. But he was, you know, again, he did ask what was going on.
And it wasn't like he did it.
We're texting all the time. This is not.
Yeah, it wasn't like he did it after three hangs, it seems like. It seems like his shit was going on for a minute. Like.
Right. So I think he kind of did no wrong in this situation. Like, she kind of laughed him, and it was probably just like a coping mechanism, because she's been in a relationship for a while and now is in the dating scene and the casual dating scene, so you kind of get really awkward sometimes because you don't know how to like address mm-hmm. these type of like emotions. But it's okay to say you're confused. It's okay to be like, I really enjoy having sex with you and I really enjoy hanging out with you, but I don't know what I want. I just got a relationship. Like, can we not put pressure on it? You know? Because things could change in like a month.
Yeah, boy, they can.
Shit could change in a week, you know?
Shit could change tonight.
Right. By the time you hear this episode,
shit will have changed.
You probably have a different, you know, who even knows what happens. But yeah, I just think it's just something that, like, we just need to talk about it. I think we just say we're confused, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. We should never be ashamed of like saying how we feel to somebody. I used to feel so scared to say how I feel to somebody.
Oh,
I used to be terrified. Mm-hmm. And like, it took me a while to be able to be like honest. And I think I just got to a point with Brian where I was like, I will say Morgan was the perfect kind of like relationship to have before Brian. Because before Morgan, like, it was really, really difficult for me to even express how I feel to certain guys. And Morgan really made it comfortable for me to, like, be completely honest with myself. Like, he really kind of pushed me to, like, to say how I feel, you know, and to stand up for how I feel. Like, he really, like, if I'm going to say something great about the relationship, like, I really give him the, like, I'm really thankful for that. But also got to a point where it got toxic and it was too emotional, like no sex. It was all emotion. And obviously it didn't work out. But then it got to a point where I was like so tired that when I was with Brian, I was just like, I was so comfortable being like emotionally myself.
It's all tied together. Yeah. Every experience we go through, you know, all your experiences carry some lesson, or they should.
It does. Yeah. Because
if you're not learning, you're going to keep going through the same lesson.
Yeah. Because Brian's also not the type that's going to like force me to say how I feel. Like he's a good guy. And he's just going to be like, are you honest with me or not? Like, he's not going to put up with some bullshit, you know? So I had to go through bullshit to get myself right to be able to have a grown, mature relationship with Brian now. So anyways, not going
if
on.
If you're wondering what that weird hand drink thing was, not sponsored.
not sponsored.
Fucking sponsored.
But yeah, I just think, you know, just conversations, communications. It's okay if you don't know what you want. But let him know, because he seems really confused.
Yeah, even just say that.
Y'all gonna be
just
confused say, together, and
yeah,
that's
just
fine.
Say that you don't know, and let's just keep being confused together.
Yo, check in.
I don't mind being confused if I'm confused with you.
I think you should do, like, little check-ins with your little fuck buddies. Because, again, shit changes every fucking week.
Mm-hmm,
so
every
I think
text.
One minute you're like, actually, I'm having fun with this. I'm cool with this. And next week you may, like, not be cool
with
it.
I don't like you, dog.
Right. Like, it could be just check in with each other. Like, even if you guys are just fuck buddies, it's still a fucking relationship. Every single type of relationship, whether it's work related, family, friends, serious relationship, fuck buddies, we should all be communicating how we feel. And we should all not be ashamed of that. Mm-hmm. Like, you should know where you stand in each and every single type of relationship.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. And we're drinking red wine tonight. I don't know who brought it from my party. Was it Rhea or was it my cousin?
No, we drank your cousin's wine.
Oh, we did?
We drank your cousin's wine. What was his name?
Matt.
Matt, that's right. Yeah. Aww. We drank Matt's wine. That was some good shit. It was good. Good choice, Matt.
Yeah. So this is Rhea's wine.
I think it was Rhea's, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I don't think it was Rhea, because I feel like I hear Rhea in my head being like, let's drink my wine.
Right? But
I don't know.
Maybe it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't know. Next email.
Let's fuck it up.
Bug it up.
One time for the birthday.
Ooh. This one says, I don't know what I want.
Damn. Here y'all go. You know, my granny was like 80. My granny was like 84 once, man. And I was like a teenager and dealing with girls and shit. And I asked her, I was like, what do women want? And she leaned over and said, baby, I'm 84 and I still can't decide. I was like, motherfuck, I'm fucked. It's a never-ending puzzle.
I love that she said that.
She leaned over and was like, baby, I'm 84. Aww. And yeah,
shout
man,
out
she's,
to granny, man.
Man, my grandma Annie was apparently no one who is alive or dead can account her ever being upset.
Really?
It's the coolest fucking character trait I've ever heard. Peaceful like Jay-Z. Like, no one's ever seen Jay-Z, like, screaming at anybody.
I don't think I've ever seen you mad.
I do get upset, but I get upset visibly at myself when I know I could have done better. Like, right. If I'm practicing guitar and I fuck up on some simple shit, I'll slap the guitar. Like,
I've never seen you upset. Or
I might
frustrated.
Yell fuck at a video game, and people think it's because you're losing. No, it's because I know I've done better than that recently. Right. Like, so.
But that, like, no, I've never seen any sort of, like, anger.
I think I got a lot of it out as a kid. That's all.
Yeah. How about me? Have you ever seen me?
Y'all hear Jess trying to sneak past? Footsteps. Boom, boom, boom.
Have you ever seen me mad?
Bye.
Have you ever seen me mad?
No, not that I know of.
Oh.
No.
Because I was mad today.
That makes sense.
That one thing. But I wasn't like that mad.
No, never. That's all I was going to say.
Okay.
Not really.
I don't have like extreme anger. Yeah. I could. It's possible. I've been there. It's very rare.
I always tell people, if I'm in the midst of an out of character expression, it's pretty much over then. Like, I don't like carry it over. I don't make a scene. Like, if I'm yelling fuck, that's probably the end of it. That's like usually right. The exclamation point on it, and then I'm good.
I don't know if this makes...
If I slap a table, I'm not going to get up and punch the wall.
If I feel like
too.
I'm really angry and going crazy, it's most likely your fault.
Me?
Not you,
oh,
but like the other
else.
Person.
Oh.
Yeah. Or is that fucked up to say? Is that
no,
like-
you know, what Mike Tyson and a lot of wise men say, person who can anger you can manipulate you.
Right.
And is your master.
And yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like when I'm being when I know I'm being manipulated or gaslit, I know that we always loosely throw that term out there, but I really truly mean it because I know some people in my life. Yes. And so that's like these few people that I'm thinking of right now, like, are the only people that really could get me to that point, because they are extremely controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never really feel like, usually when I get like really extreme like that, it's because I'm not feeling like heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to like get through, because I don't just ever just randomly yell at someone or like throw like I don't ever get like that unless I'm feeling like I'm not being heard. Or if I know I'm being manipulated or like gaslit and trying to like you know, like shift my perspective on something, you know? So yeah, fuck that. Anyways.
Indeed.
Yeah. This one says, I don't know what I want. Hey, staff. Oh, they spelled it right.
Oh, spelled it right.
I love that. You guys, you guys are awesome for spelling my name right. Hey, staff. Thank you for this wonderful pod you had created with funny and genuine people. I started listening to you back in November and have downloaded many, many episodes.
Can your downloads come in? Download. Make sure you got your shit set to automatic download, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to you. I love you. Anyways, I want to start this by saying that I am confused. Maybe... Maybe not confused, but unsure where I am in my relationship.
Oh, shit.
And if I should stay in it. Backstory. I started dating my now boyfriend in 2017, senior year of high school. Damn, we old.
What? Hold on.
She started dating her man back in 2017, which was her senior year of high school.
Wow. Dog, my senior year was 2006. My senior year was 2007.
My senior year was 09. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So I was a freshman and you were a junior? Mm. Oh, my God. I'm hanging out with a junior. Do you remember when you would, like, hang out with, like
well,
you know?
Well, 06, 07. Like, I graduated in 07, so.
Okay. Yeah, no. So, wait. But I graduated 09, so you're 2 years older than me. So, yeah, when I was a freshman, you were a junior. When I was a sophomore, you were a senior. That is so funny.
Okay. We've never even seen your face in the halls.
We're like lived on the opposite end of the country.
Yeah.
But I love that. I'm hanging out with a junior, you guys. I'm hanging out with like an upper class, like older guy. I'm friends with older guys. Like that was a thing when you were like friends with like people older than you. It was always like, why did we give a f-? You're not even that much. Okay, anyways.
It didn't even matter. Yeah.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
They were still confused.
Back in 2017, when we were both 18, we mesh well and can laugh at the stupidest things until our sides hurt. The attraction and the sex is there. Back in 2020, we broke up because I started talking to a guy, but it ended up being depressed for months over my previous man. I got back with him 6 months later.
What? Previous man or this?
So she broke up with her man because she started talking to another guy, but then ended up being depressed. So she got back with her man's.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Okay.
And that was like 6 months later. So why am I writing this? Is that let's call him Jack. Aw. He still has not learned how to drive, doesn't have a license, which is a major conflict, especially with my dad and family. We are now 23, and I graduated college, and I'm getting ready to submit my grad school application.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh,
congratulations you. Jack still works just on the weekends in the winter, and I wish he was determined to get a car to work a second job. I must say, he does have trauma from several severe car accidents in his family's life, so I understand. I worry that I will leave him behind as I further my career. Although I would love for him to be there right with me, I must also include that he suffers from depression, anxiety. He's not interested in college as of now, and there's not much discussion when it comes to a sustainable career. We talk about what he can do, but it usually gets nowhere. He is there for me emotionally and loves me so much, but I feel like I am somewhat confused. Do you think I should stay with Jack and see where things go until it's no longer viable? Thank you. And she's... over 18, and she's a Sagittarius, and she lives in Philly.
Well,
I think everyone has their own journey. You guys are so young, early 20s, and I know what it's like to have that pressure to being like, oh, we should be at this stage of our life and this stage of our life. Yo, get rid of that. Like, I just think, you know, he's on his own journey, and you're on your journey, and that's fine.
And they may not be meant to be taken together.
And they're not meant to be taken together, but also doesn't make him, you know, not up to par. It's just like, you just kind of have to figure that along the way. But if it's just not something that you want, that's fine. And I think, you know, he just needs to figure it out on his own and also not pressure him into like, so what do you want to do now? You know, I mean, I get it, as women, we want to be with men who could really,
at least have a dream.
Right.
At least have a fucking pipe dream.
Give us security. Totally valid. I get that. But at the same time, I feel like at such a young age of 23, like,
it's easy to not fucking know. Always say you're a baby to like 25. And if you talk to 40-year-olds who talk to 80-year-olds, 80-year-olds call 40-year-olds a fucking baby. Like, oh, you ain't got shit figured out yet. Wait till you're 60. Like, right. So you're still a baby, yo. You really are. I know we feel like, oh, I did college and I'm grad and I got an apartment and car and the third. But you really, when it really come down to it, trust me, you don't know shit yet.
Right,
like, you're going to look back 5 years from now and be like, who the fuck was that person? She was so stupid. So don't put so much pressure on yourself. Our parents had, you know, kids by 25 and was married and all that shit because it was a different timeline back then.
Right.
But
yeah, I just think, and I know a lot of people at like 23 who didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Yeah,
most people don't.
And didn't like really, you know, go to college or whatever. And now they're actually doing great. You know what I mean? Like people just get to their success and get to their own timeline of things on their own. And unfortunately, it's one of those things where like you could be there to hold his hand and support him and to give him advice and to validate his feelings, but he's going to choose what he wants to do. And of course, selfishly, you're allowed to be like, well, this path that he's going on, am I willing to hang on to that with him, or do I want something else for me? And like, both are valid. I just think that, you know, you kind of, you know, we all have to be selfish to know what you want.
To the men out there, man, and I hope there's plenty of men listening.
Lately, I've been getting more guys.
You got to be useful in some fucking way. Right. Like, if you only going to work the weekends, you got to be the handiest motherfucker. Like, that's the crib got to be spotless. Dinner need to be cooked, like, or picked up, right, or ordered,
it's
or something.
It's not just
like
a gender thing. Like, yo, like if she's taking care of one thing, you take care of the other.
Take care
thing.
Of the other stuff. Whatever that thing is. Like, for real. And do the man stuff regardless. Like, even if you the one winning the bread and shit, fix the cabinet when that shit get loose, bro. Fix the knob and shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Fix the plate on the fucking light or whatever.
And I mean, he's going through the depression, anxiety, and he's seems like he's very
unsure. You know
what
relieves
my
depression? Turning the motherfucking screwdriver. Let me stop now. I like working with my hands, but seriously,
he doesn't know himself though.
Because you get to be physical. This is still advice for the men out there who might be going through this, not knowing where they are, not knowing what to do. Seriously, I'm telling you, doing man shit, like lifting something heavy,
but not
fix some shit. I'm telling you, it's a really good reliever for depression, anxiety. It's an incredible reliever. Like, you feel achieved. It makes you feel masculine. I'm telling you, even if it's just for you, even if like your girl hasn't asked you to fix it, just fucking rearrange the room while she's at work one day or some shit.
Yeah,
just like, fucking baby, I thought the feng shui would be better here. And just have that shit move. I'm telling you, it really does help you get out of funk if you're in it, man. It really is inspiring to just do, because if you feel like a wolf in the fucking snow, it feels like being at home. You know?
Well, to keep it gender neutral, they always say when you're going through something like depression or anxiety, they say do something for others. Yeah. That's what's going to help you. Yeah. So like, to keep it gender neutral and to keep it even to the women and to whoever, doing something for someone else and being helpful is always a good way to make you feel good about yourself in a lot of ways. So, yeah. So I get why you would give that advice. That makes sense. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know,
to her point,
look, for me, as a grown woman who's been through fucking all this shit, if I had a man now, let's say I was hypothetically, if I was single and I had a man now and I was dating and it was somebody who, you know, was really struggling with, you know, what they wanted to do and what, you know, like getting their life together. Look, in reality, everyone's going to go through that at one point or another in their life. What really matters is seeing the fact that they're doing something about it. Okay, they're going through depression. Okay, they're really just unsure. But are they doing stuff every day to take care of themselves? Are they, like, for me, like, what matters is, like, is he going to therapy, taking care of his health? Is he trying out different things to see what he likes? It's okay to not know what you want, but try everything. Put yourself in the room in places. Do something. You know, like, that's what matters. That's what shows me that there's going to be security in the future. Because I understand you not having it all together, because I've been there 20 million times. But it's a part of life. It's about just overcoming it and figuring that out. So if you don't see that in him, unfortunately, you know, you have to figure out if it's something that you're really willing to stick around with until he figures it out. But again, only person you could control is yourself. You can't control him. He's going to do what he wants to do. So it's all up to you. What's worth it?
Lord knows.
But yeah, I got to say, man, even the, I will say, I don't know what to tell you, but even, I mean, I don't know what to tell you as in, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Right.
Let me clarify. Even the downest in my life, and that's just me, but even the downest, you know, there was still always one, I'm going to say I feel like anybody that, everybody got some pipe dream. Ask them. Ask them shit. Don't nag them to death about it, but I would ask them. Just ask them. Maybe talk to him. Maybe the answer is there and he don't know. Maybe he wants to be like a professional fucking figure skater and don't know how to say that
right.
shit.
Like, right, like just say
maybe
like.
Maybe it's something like that, yo, but he don't know how to go about it.
Like ask him like, yo, if you could take money yo, and I time
raise,
out of it,
I want to raise peacocks.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
I want to raise beautiful peacocks with the most beautiful blue plumes right. you've ever seen.
But
he don't know how to say that.
When you're 23, though, like you
got time to fuck up. You got time to think. You got time to think. This is it, and it'd be something else. Like, what's the guy from Cupcake Boss? Wasn't he in like Corporate America Cupcake or some balls. Shit? Cupcake Boss, Cake Boss, one balls. Of them shits. Boss. This person.
Balls.
Right.
You said boss. I'm like boss.
No, not. But ask him directly, and if you have asked him directly, find a new way to ask so it doesn't come across as, you know what I'm saying, poking in the same spot.
Yeah, you can't, that's the thing, it's like
that's not gonna help. But
you could tell him what you want in somebody, or you could, you know, like be there to be supportive, but if he's not doing shit to try to be better, then
You
shouldn't be with someone who's not going to try to be better. Like, also, it's okay to go through a phase, but if you ain't trying to do better, blah, 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 blah.
What?
I don't know.
I was just going to say, also, because she said he works on the weekends in the winter. You know what, man? We live in a world now where if your man play a lot of video games, like a lot, like...
Yeah, what is he doing with this time?
That's what I'm about to say. He probably waking up and cutting that 2K on. I'm just saying this. If that's what he do the most,
oh yeah,
fuck it, support that. We live in a world where that can pay the bills.
Yeah, be like,
give him time and space to focus. If you
sign up for Twitch,
do it seriously. Yeah, support that. If that's what he do, support that.
Support your man's mixtape.
It's not the same world we used to live in. Where it's not the same world we used to live in. Where
some. Do you remember that one? I'd be like some.
Oh, great. Cheers. I'm ready.
Cheers.
Let's get one good. Oh, boom. Let's just say go.
But yeah, I just, you know, shit.
Hey, I mean, hey, maybe he sucks at basketball on the game or something. Maybe he sucks at the game he plays the most too. And but you know, take it into account. Take all that stuff into account.
Like,
you know,
well, you love video games. Maybe get into the video game industry.
Yep. Shit. There's a lot of positions out there.
Right. Not
a, you don't. Honestly, save for a couple of very specific industries, the degree is a little bit dead. You can be just fine without all that shit.
Yeah.
You can be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Education is always key. We were just talking about, I literally said the words earlier tonight. Shit, Denzel got an acting coach. Right. Denzel don't need no fucking acting coach, but Denzel has the desire to be better.
So there's always room for
find
growth.
What if you have a man or a woman out there that's not sure, help them find it by being patient. Help them find it by asking questions. Help them find it by paying attention to what they like and don't like, what they're good at and not good at, you know?
Right. Yeah. And like, you know, even with my relationship now, like, you know, being let go at my last job and being like, what's next? And being so confused on like, what's next? Like, the fact that I had my man like really just kind of support me through it and didn't judge me for it and like believed, but a lot of it's because he sees that like I want to be great in whatever I do, you know? So if I wasn't wanting to be great, that would be a different conversation. But again, like I loved having that support. I loved having some, you know, where I could have a safe space to not feel judged and I could say like my biggest dreams, you know, out loud to someone and it doesn't sound crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think...
If it doesn't sound crazy, you're not dreaming big enough.
Right. And if you don't feel like you could be that for him, then that's okay. And I would question that and figure out what is it that you want. And it's okay if it's not him. It's honestly okay. Yeah. You'll move on. On to the next dick. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
But girl, dick to bomb.
Dick to bomb. Remember that one trend? It was like, I would fly for that dick. What was everyone was doing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Next email. We'll do one more.
All right, cool.
This one says, am I toxic or just protecting my heart?
Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
If you got to ask yourself, you probably are.
Right. Am I the villain?
Yes. We're all the villain in someone's story.
Honestly.
Life lesson from this episode, we are all the fucking villain in someone's story.
I could name all the people who look at me as a villain.
See?
I know who thinks I'm a villain.
I got a pretty good
idea.
On
to the next. All right. So, the tea. So, basically, I was just talking to this guy for about a month and a half on the phone. And we really clicked and everything. But then he started calling me Baby J and some nicknames, which I was so turned off by since we're literally just friends at this point. Anyways, next time he called, I didn't answer. And neither did I answer the next three calls between weeks. Sorry, this punctuation. Moving on.
grammar brazy over here.
Right. Moving on, after 2 months, I was really missing him. So I texted him and started confessing his feelings. When we haven't talked in a couple of months. And he says that I'm always one foot in, one foot out. What I am asking for is, should I just open my heart to him, or is this motherfucker being too smooth and knows what he's doing? What? I feel like there's not enough details to know if he's like a player or not, because just from this short paragraph, I'm assuming he's been reaching out to you. Like, he's the one that is reaching out and then got the hint. And you reached out. And during that time when you were ignoring him, he probably was missing you. And then you hit him up because you were lonely. And he, like, admitted his feelings. So, I don't know. I mean, to me, it doesn't seem like he's just being smooth because you're the one that has been ignoring him, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. For me, he looks like
he's actually interested. Because I tell you what. I tell you what, in my dating days when I was dealing with y'all petty asses, I'm good now. I found magic, bitch. But
the wine. Can I hit the vip?
Man, look, this shit been acting really weird. I think I need to change the cartridge. It's brand fucking new, this vape, but it should been weird as fuck. See? See? Yeah, that's that pack. That minty pack, boy.
It like hurts my eyes.
It's the mint. It gets all in your sinuses.
Continue, yeah.
But that shit was a loud spike. My bad, headphoners. She got what she asked for, right? I told her. But nah, man. As far as you being toxic, you're only being toxic if you're playing games and not intending to do anything. But yeah, what I was saying was, back when I was dating you hood rats, man, you get two goddamn texts. You get two times for me to call and or text, any combination of two. If you real fine, I might send a third text or call a third time. Like, you had to be really fucking fine, right?
Right.
Which was often at some points in my life, but neither here nor there. Right. But seriously, guys, two texts, bro. Look, if she ain't hitting you back after two, man, go on and move on, man. That's all right. Right. Because the next one will hit you back quick. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And so when he started ignoring you... And he wasn't giving you the attention that he was giving you before. I bet you that's why you missed him. So that may be your toxic trait.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get it. Shit. That's kind of my toxic trait before, too. Like, I loved, you know, like, playing the game sometimes.
The game, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, when they stopped ignoring me, like, I hated that shit. Like, that, you know, I wanted the attention, even if I didn't like him. Even if it was just some random dude on Tinder or, like, some random dude I was just texting, you know. Like, if they stop, like, yeah, sometimes I would just be like, why is this motherfucker not texting me? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just an ego thing. And
it is. I'm not going front. It's
all ego.
I won't say a lot of women, but there are women exist. Women exist in my, you know, peripheral universe that wanted to play the game. I didn't play. And now they watch every story real fast and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And her question's like, am I toxic or just protecting my heart?
Be the first person watching the shit, but you ain't want to text back when I was interested.
I mean, I think trying to protect your heart is the reason why a lot of us are toxic. So I think mm-hmm. it really just ties in together. I don't think it's one or the other. I think a lot of us do play this game and do kind of like, you know,
stop gaming with these people.
Right. It's because
people crazy.
Right. Or we don't express how we feel, or we try to put them down and make us feel better, or whatever your toxic mm-hmm. trait is, mm-hmm. is really stemming from protecting yourself. It's a mechanism.
It's a defense mechanism.
It's a defense mechanism. 100%. It all stems from that. It's because we've been hurt in the past. We, you know, maybe see a pattern or whatever it is and just assume mm-hmm. this person's like the last person. And then we do things to sabotage it because we're protecting ourselves. So I think it's the same thing. I don't think it's one or the other. So that's my opinion.
That's some expert advice right there.
What's that?
She does this. That's expert fucking advice.
I never know if my advice is good or not.
Never will know.
I'll never know.
But do you think Carrie Bradshaw really thinks about, you know, if it's good advice? You give your perspective. It's not necessarily good or bad advice. It's just a different perspective.
Right.
It's an outside view. That's why Denzel has an acting coach. Not because that acting coach knows more than Denzel. Not because that acting coach is better than Denzel.
It's an outside perspective outside of Denzel.
It's an expert outside perspective from someone who has been there and done that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just, for me, yeah, I've been there, done that. And again, I'm sure there's plenty of times I've been wrong about certain situations, but I could only just.
Someone out there is like, fuck Stephanie Megan. Like, stupid ass. Told me to.
Yeah.
This is not financial advice, y'all. Like, how anybody in any financial space is not an actual financial advisor. It's like, this NFA, not financial advice.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, just take what sticks with you, even if this is your...
Not emotional advice.
Right. If this is your situation or not, take what sticks with you. And again, y'all are gonna learn your own way. I don't even know if y'all even listen to me. Like, you probably listen to me just to pass time, but, like, are y'all really listening to me? I don't know.
I always put it like this. For all you early 20 years, late teens, early 20 years out there, remember this. You, at 20... all the way up to 25. I always say you're a baby until 25, and here's why. You have to spend enough time with your adult self to know you. You don't know you at 5 as you don't know the child you at 5. Mm-hmm. You don't really know the child you probably till around 9, 10 you start really having preference and real thought about who you are in this world and what you're doing here. It's probably say around 9, 10-ish. And think about that. You've been thinking that type of stuff for about 10 years, from like 10 to 18. Now you're in the world of adults doing adult things, paying bills and going to work and learning in school and things like that, and having these adult relationships and sexing and stuff.
Right. That shit is still developing.
It takes time. You have to spend time with yourself. So at 19, 20, 21, 23, 25, You've only known your adult self for 1, 2, 4, 6,
not
7 years.
Not that long. Different person from when you were in high school. Completely. Yeah.
You're living a completely different life under completely different rules. There's a different rule set.
I'm still getting to know my, like, 30-year-old self. Because my 30-year-old self is different from my, like, 20-something-year-old self.
So it takes time.
And, I mean, I know myself more, obviously, because there's more experiences, but...
Yeah, it takes time.
It's a different type of
You gotta take note of, you know,
I'm growing in this way and I don't like this anymore.
I love that. Because honestly, if I could go back in time and like sit down with like my 25-year-old self, 20-something year old self, I'd really just be like, yo, like be easy on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like it's okay that you don't know what you want to do with your life, with anything. Like I feel like I was questioning everything. Mm-hmm. And I would just, and I think that I was so hard on myself for not knowing what I wanted that I always try to act like I knew what I wanted just to cover that up.
Say that word.
Yeah.
Say and that again, please.
I don't know what I said. Damn.
ADHD twins activate. Hey.
But I would just, you know, yeah, go back and just be like, it's okay to not know. Like, stop acting like.
Yeah, it's okay.
You already know. It's okay to be like, I like this. Let me explore this. And it's okay if it differs, you know? Like, I was in a different completely industry. I was confused on what type of person I was or what kind of person I wanted to be with. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know myself, you know? And so I think I would really just sit down and be like, yo, you don't need to have it figured out. It's fine. I mean, I tell myself that now at 31. I'm like, you know what? It's okay if you don't know what you want right now. Like, you know, like it's okay. You know, okay, just one thing take it day by day. I think what also with ADHD too, is just like, we tend to try to like solve so much, but in reality things fall apart because we really should be focusing on one thing at a time because we're so scattered. So I'm really just trying to be mindful of like one thing let's focus on this phase of my life and overcoming this. You know, because I feel like I was always trying to be 10 steps ahead of where I was when I really needed to just be present. So.
Amen. She's saying a lot of words and I preach past.
It's the red wine.
Maybe it is.
Maybe I should drink red wine more often.
We're not going to say who it is because not sponsoring. Fuck
yeah. Yeah.
But it is a Bourgogne Patousset Grand.
Whatever that means.
I said the syllables backwards. So,
okay.
Bourgogne. Passé tout grand.
People in France are probably making fun of you right now.
Maybe so. But hey, man, parlez-vous, bro. I speak that shit too, dog. Parlez-vous, man. Fuck is you talking about?
Parlez-vous, bro.
Yeah, man. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? C'est ça?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? That was my karaoke song. You feel me? Anyways,
Creole Lady Marmalade.
I dare you to do the Christina Aguilera verse right now.
Was that her?
Dolphin
in the street.
No.
Wasn't that her? Wasn't that Christina?
No. Hey.
Ooh. Hey, Christina had them thangs. Christina had them vocal thangs when she was vocalizing, man. I always enjoy watching her perform.
Icon. Iconic.
Mm-hmm. I heard she's tough. I heard she's a tough deal.
I heard she's really difficult to work with. Yeah. I've heard people that worked with her and they're like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wild. But, right. You know, hey, so, all of y'all out there with dreams and know what you're doing, don't be that, man. Remember, you are, no matter how nice you are, you're the villain in somebody's story. So why give people ammo? Why give people stories to villainize you with? Like, be kind, man. Be kind.
Let's be nice to each other.
Yeah, bro. It's so easy.
Like, change my cup.
What cup? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Plug yourself.
What the fuck?
I gotta unplug and plug myself real quick.
All right, y'all know what time it is. Sunday morning sounds, showing you the hip hop that you should be listening to and the hip hop that you will be listening to tomorrow, pretty much without choice, because you know how the big time labels do us. They program it.
Oh yeah, they do, of course. They shove shit in our fucking mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to follow the man himself, SMS_Quay. I don't know. The world may be different by the time this airs. So if you're on Twitter and you're interested in crypto NFTs,
at OnlyMans _. That's my NFT page.
Really?
OnlyMans.
I love that.
It's like my collector page.
OnlyFans.
Because think about it. Because it's like if I'm collecting like my favorite teams and shit, it's only the mans. It's only the mans in them. It's my mans in them.
That's cute.
So yeah, OnlyMans.
Oh, I love that for you.
That's my only NFT fans, page.
Only mans.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Yeah, that's my NFT and crypto page. I be talking shit over there.
I need to get a...
It's almost like a burner, but I done made a lot of money on that page, so...
I love that for you. And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brogotherapy.com. All that shit is there, you guys. On my website, you could fill out a form, send me more questions. I would love to hear what's going on in your life, and we'll talk shit. We'll talk shit and tell you some shit.
Broke girl therapy, therapy, broke girl therapy, broke girl therapy. Hey. Here it is.
What?
Here it is.
Okay, bye.
Laters.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.